Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day of the Dr. John Day Show. Welcome to episode number 35, How to Survive Sedentary Work, 10 Tips. Before we jump in with this show, the usual disclaimer, I share general information, not medical advice. Listening to this does not create a doctor-patient relationship, and do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything you hear on this show. So let's now jump into episode number 35, How to Survive Sedentary Work, My 10 Tips. Sitting is the new smoking. Physical activity, or physical inactivity, I should say, now kills as many people each year as smoking tobacco. And if you'd like the reference to this, please go on to this article on my website, drjohnday.com. In fact, sitting more than 3 hours a day takes 2 years off of your life. This is particularly worrisome considering that the average American now sits 8 to 9 hours each day. If you come home after a long day at work and then sit in front of the television to relax or watch the news, you will be interested to know that TV watchers lose up to 5 years of life, or 22 minutes of life, for every 1 hour spent watching TV. Most of us report that we are active or getting enough exercise. However, if you actually track people with a pedometer, you will find that only 1 in 20 Americans actually moves enough according to government standards. Estimates from government surveys indicate that people's sedentary time outside of work has increased by about 40% between the years 1965 and 2009. Thus, not only are we sitting at work, we are now sitting when we go home at night. We need to move at work, and we need to move more at home. And if you'd like any of the references to any of the studies and the statistics that I just stated, once again, go to the article on drjohnday.com. So let's talk about the New York City walking culture. People in New York City surprisingly live an average of 4 years longer than the rest of us in the United States. This may seem counterintuitive given the challenges of living in a big city. However, a main reason for New Yorkers' longevity is the strong walking culture. They get more steps in a day than the rest of the country. And along those same lines, owning a car, it really is hazardous to your health. Many studies show that owning a car is hazardous to your health, not only due to the toxic fumes, but because of the excessive sitting. One large medical study found that men who rode in a car more than 10 hours per week, and guys, let's face it, getting 10 hours a week in the car isn't that hard to do. Of these men who are in a car more than 10 hours a week, they are 82% more likely to die from heart disease than those who ride in a car less than 4 hours a week. So let's talk about working out and some of the dangers of an office job. Even more frightening are the findings of recent studies showing that even if you get enough exercise at the gym, you work out hard even every day, you cannot undo the harmful effects of sitting or having sedentary work or a sedentary job. This caught me by surprise, as I had always considered exercise as a way to undo any bad habits, you know, like sitting too long, eating too much, kind of a second chance at life. Indeed, having an office job and sitting most of the day puts you at high risk for weight gain, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. Our excessive sitting as a society has even led to a condition that many now call the sedentary death syndrome. Just what is this sedentary death syndrome? And what can we do to survive our office jobs, commutes, and the gravitational pull toward our televisions? Let me share with you my story. A big part of my job as a cardiologist is performing complex procedures for my patients. Because we work in an X-ray environment, we have to wear these heavy lead suits all day long. At the time, I was overweight and had an undiagnosed autoimmune disease, ankylosing spondylitis. My back used to kill me wearing a heavy lead suit all day long performing these procedures. At the time, I thought it was simply my heavy lead suit that caused my back pain and never really explored other potential causes. Hence, very early in my career, I started sitting all day long while performing these complex cardiac procedures. This helped my back pain, but then led to an even worse pain. My neck, my knee, and hip from poor posture from sitting and the biomechanical effects of sitting all day long. Amazingly, all of my pain has resolved and my autoimmune disease has even gone into remission once I attacked the root of my problem, my standard American diet, or SAD diet. This SAD diet caused me to be overweight, created inflammation throughout my body, and allowed my autoimmune disease to develop and progress. Fortunately, I was able to re-engineer my day of sitting before I developed other chronic conditions, possibly diabetes and heart disease, etc. Our understanding that sitting is dangerous is a relatively new finding. It wasn't that long ago that sitting was even considered to be healthy. Let me share with you the train driver and conductor study. In the early 1950s, there was still skepticism that being physically active could protect against developing heart disease. This skepticism began to change when Dr. Jeremy Morris and his colleagues studied London transport workers. What he found was illuminating. They looked at two different sets of people who worked side by side for years. One group was physically inactive. Those were the drivers. They performed the sedentary work. And the other group was busy walking all day long, the conductors. What they found was that even though these two groups of people working together were essentially the same, the drivers had a 42% higher incidence of heart disease because they were sitting all day long. The only difference between the drivers and the conductors was that the drivers sat all day long, whereas the conductors walked all day long collecting tickets. Since the publication of this study in 1953, we now know that moving helps to not only protect us against heart disease, but many other chronic diseases as well. Again, with this knowledge, we have to ask ourselves why it is so hard for so many of us to get moving. Let's talk a little bit about sitting in China's longevity village. The traditional lifestyle in China's longevity village is very different than here in the United States. People, historically, did not sit. They were too busy working in the fields and gathering food all day long. In fact, the people in the village do not even sit to use the bathroom. They squat over a pit. In doing that, they employ every major muscle group in their leg. Indeed, based on the Bama Centenarian Study, a study of all the centenarians living in Bama County, China, and this is the county where the longevity village resides, 97% of them can still use a squat toilet. This is quite amazing since most American adults I've encountered while living or traveling in China lack the lower extremity muscle strength to do so. We are accustomed to sitting even while using the bathroom. So let me give you my 10 ways to stay healthy with sedentary work. If you've got a desk job or a desk sentence job, you have to sit, right? Wrong. Sedentary work doesn't have to be sedentary at all. One of the encouraging bits of news is that it doesn't take a lot of time to combat the negative effects of sitting. A number of studies demonstrate that taking short breaks during long periods of sitting can work wonders. Those studies demonstrate that simply taking a several-minute break from sitting each hour can lower body mass index, triglyceride levels, and improve glucose tolerance, all important measures for combating obesity and maintaining a healthy metabolism free from diabetes. Here are my 10 tips to counteract the debilitating effects of sitting. Number one, wear a pedometer. It sounds simple, but studies show that you will unconsciously walk more than an extra mile each day just by wearing a pedometer. It's magic. You wear the pedometer, you walk an extra 2,500 steps each day without even trying. To learn more about the pedometers I recommend, including free options, please visit my resource page at drjohnday.com. Number two, schedule standing or walking meetings. Steve Jobs was famous for having walking meetings, as he felt it increased creativity. Many corporations have now taken chairs out of conference rooms. It ensures that meetings end on time and employees are healthier. So if you're at your office, you have a lot of long meetings, people are long-winded, try a standing meeting. Number three, use a headset to take phone calls while pacing. If you need to jump on a conference call, try walking outside for the call. If it is too noisy outside or the weather doesn't cooperate, try taking your call while pacing in an empty conference room, your office, or even the cafeteria where you work. Number four, use a standing desk. Did you know that you can burn up to 50 extra calories each hour just by using your standing desk? It doesn't seem like much, but it will help to strengthen your legs and it will improve your posture. You don't have to have anything fancy. Even if your employer can't help you, this can even be done for free with a leftover cardboard box. I've even used this approach. Number five, take a walk on your lunch break. Walking on your lunch break is great, but even better than walking alone is to take a walk with a coworker. Number six, use a bike desk or a treadmill desk. If you have a private office, bring your old treadmill or bike from home and create a treadmill desk or a bike desk. Even better, get your employer to buy you one. You can see the bike desk and the treadmill desk that I've put together for free with some leftover random supplies in our home by going to the resource page of my website, drjohnday.com. Number seven, walk or bike to work. I often have very long days at the hospital, and there's absolutely no time to exercise without compromising sleep or family time. In my struggle to find time to exercise on these days, I have now started biking to work. Yes, at the age of 47, I have now started biking to work. Number eight, commit to taking a break from sitting every 30 to 60 minutes. Studies show that you simply need to get up and walk for 5 minutes every hour. There is even a standing app now for the iPhone, which will remind you to get up and move if you've been sitting too long. If you'd like references for these or to get some of these free apps, go to my website on this article, episode number 35 or blog post number 35, and how to survive a sedentary job, and the links are there. Number nine, replace the sofa in your TV room with exercise equipment. This is a tip I've learned from many of my patients. As they have replaced their sofas with exercise equipment, their health has dramatically improved and the extra weight has melted away. Commit to move these activities for guilt-free TV relaxation and ditch the sofa. Once again, ditch the sofa. Number 10, schedule a daily family walk or hike. Even kids need to get moving more. We love our walks or hikes when we can get them. It brings our family together. As we no longer have cable or satellite TV service in our home, this has become one of our favorite family activities. If you don't have kids at home, then going for a walk with a spouse or friend after dinner will not only improve your health, but your relationship as well. Your challenge this week, if you choose to accept it, is to find some creative ways to build movement into your daily routine. Please share your ideas and experiences with us on our website at drjohnday.com. And please share this podcast with whoever else you may know that likes listening to podcasts. And we love every review we get on iTunes.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.